Marty, thanks for taking the time to talk with me. Why don't you tell me, explain to me the practice that you have right now around career agility and the audience that you serve or hope to serve?
So my practice around career agility is a result of a lot of research, personal experience as being a marketing executive, a technology marketing executive, and taking the aspects of agile software development concepts and applying them to the management of one's own career and creating an entire 7-step career agility model. And the steps really aren't steps, they're really principles. They could be followed in any different variety of actions and sequences.
Right. So I love that you took this cross domain, something from one domain, which is engineering, and applied it to your own to career development, which is kind of brilliant. And so right now you have a book, right, which I
That's
have
right.
here on my desktop, and you do speaking, and you have a platform on LinkedIn. So how did you build into this space? I mean, obviously this is what you've done from the beginning. How did you create your expertise here and build this platform?
Okay, so having run marketing for many years, I knew that I needed a platform. And what I learned is you can't do all of the elements of the platform at once, and you have to choose one. Interestingly enough, I chose my book as number one. I
Okay.
spent 5 years writing, researching, and creating that body of work while I was working full-time as a chief marketer. So this is what I put all of my effort into to writing and researching the book. And I hired out professional research as well. I did survey research so that I could build a really great model. So once I had the content, then I knew it was time to do a couple things. Switch into being a workplace futurist, leave my role as a marketer because I had all the content done, and then it was time to revamp my website. I'm on website version number 4 right now.
It's
I
never
did,
done.
I was very lean, very agile. My first website was really inadequate, but it was good enough. Second one was better. So the fourth one is much better. And I've got videos on there and a lot of good content on there that will help people better understand how they can work with me and what the offerings are.
Right.
So that's a platform. So we talk about the book platform, item number one, website platform, item number two. Then I took what I had been doing on LinkedIn, which was not a lot in the marketing realm. I analyzed how I could create LinkedIn as a platform for me. And I also then added Instagram. So I worked with only those two. As a marketer, I knew that I could not pick everything. I couldn't do Twitter. I couldn't do everything and do it justice. So I had a blog that I built off of the website, more content. And then I took that content and repurposed it on LinkedIn. And so I'm very active on LinkedIn 3 to 5 days a week. And I put out a lot of content about the future, about careers, creativity, things that are tangential to what's important, design thinking, topics that are tangential to learning and to growing in a career. So
Yeah.
that's how I built to LinkedIn. And the very interesting thing about LinkedIn was I didn't realize that Google was indexing the articles there. I had spent so much time on SEO optimization for my website, and I wasn't ranking. It's kind of hard to rank for career,
Yeah.
when,
A little
when there's
competition.
thousands of others, and I didn't have backlinks from famous platforms that got lots of traffic. So
Right.
until you have backlinks, your personal website is not going to rank. Does that make sense so far for
Yeah.
the build of the platform from book
Yep.
to website to blog and then to social platforms?
Yeah, that's a fascinating order, especially because you started with a book. And which is actually something I did myself as well. So I totally get that. I think there's a writer, you know, a writer kind of thing. Let's start with the book. But you, the couple things that you, I want to just drill down on that you talked about. One is that, you know, you wrote the book and then you decided it was time to leave your job and go into this full time. So that had to be a moment of faith, of courage, of something to make that change, right? How did that feel? Tell me about that.
So that was a huge jumping off point. And at that point, I had been consulting in the area of mobile security and marketing. There weren't many people that did what I did. So I had lots of work, and I basically had to shut it off and turn down assignments.
That's so hard, though,
yeah,
right? That
is well, so it was, hard. It was hard. And the whole time I'm converting, I was working on Toastmasters. I was working with National Speakers Association. I was amping up my craft in developing good content verbally and physically with good posture in person, doing all of that at the same time as I jumped off into claiming the workplace futurist space. And yeah, it's taken me a while. I'm not wearing the marketing hat any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm finding myself, I'm not using that as a part of my story as much anymore. I used it here because I needed my marketing hat to launch my brand.
Sure, sure. And one of the things that, you know, so I've read your books, so I know that you had this extra tool that not everyone has at this moment, which is you had just written a book about this very thing and you had your own framework and practices to live on. You were demonstrating agility in your own career by doing this thing. But it is hard to turn down this thing that's working, to take this new path, this to go towards this vision of a different future, right? That does take some courage and preparation and, you know, a little bit of a buffer and all of those things. The other thing that you said, which I think is so important for people to do, is that you focused on two social platforms, LinkedIn, because it speaks so much to your audience, and Instagram. And this is because I know that you have some artistic sketching kind of talent. Is that what you do on Instagram? I have to follow you now. I've just joined Instagram myself.
Right. I have two Instagram feeds. I'm a prolific photographer. I live in a mecca of architecture called Chicago. And so I am constantly taking pictures, and I have an artist eye in that. But I started the Agility Think handle 2 years ago, and it became my canvas for idea generation and thinking, so that I could then take all of that content and repurpose it and expand on it for LinkedIn, for my blog posts, for my posts on bigger articles that were submitted for newspaper articles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, guest post articles. And I'm finding that I wasn't using Agility Think to attract people to my brand. I'm using it for exploration and to expand my creative abilities. Prior to writing the book, I hadn't sketched or done any design work in probably 20 years. Huh. And since I left the marketing realm, I do artistic work all of the time now. And it's a part of me that I left hidden and off to the side for quite some time. And I don't anymore. I design a lot of work. I designed a lot of the framework of my website. I worked in tandem with a web developer who also complemented my design abilities. But my design, I've noticed in the past couple of years, has really grown. It was very rusty.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
Now it's much more evolved, and I'm able to use it to post and illustrate in social media. And I did all of the illustrations and model developments in my book.
So the book, you know, the book which began all of this certainly helped to build your platform, but it also helped you, put everything into place, start to pull all these skills together, start to pull all your frameworks together, and actually probably supported your own launch. But tell me about how the book has helped your platform. What has been the impact of that in terms of reaching beyond your usual spheres?
I set out to use the book to secure credibility and speaking engagements and training opportunities.
Okay.
And that's exactly what it's done.
Perfect.
But the caveat there is that it's not a matter of putting it out there and everything comes to you. It's a matter of phone calls, emails, outreach, wearing every single hat of business development and sales possible, being personable when you're an introvert, going to events and doing all of this networking that's necessary to become known. So all of the things that I applied to tech brands that were launched globally, all of that I had to apply to me. And that was a lot harder because I didn't have a staff and I didn't have a dedicated PR team in, you know, in Australia or in China even helping me launch brands. I had to do all of that on my own.
Right, right. You become a microcosm of it, of the thing that you were doing on the industrial scale. Suddenly you're doing it right for yourself. And that also doesn't, not only do you not have the staff, but it feels a little less comfortable, perhaps. It's like you mentioned being an introvert.
Well, as I said to you earlier on, before we started this recording, is helping is the new selling. I am not the salesperson of the year. I don't use scarcity tactics, which are very popular right now. They aren't part of my value structure. So no matter how much they work in closing a deal, it's not a part of who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. I mean, that you're holding your strength. So now, how far are you into this journey? When did you leave your job and go full-time into this?
2 years ago, I left my consulting gigs off to the side. I had just finished an 18-month assignment in Silicon Valley. I was commuting to Mountain View every week from Chicago. I just had finished all that and had built a bit of a nest egg for the investment in what I was doing. And I just jumped off and did it. And I've been working solid ever since. Not so much in income generating work. I'll confess that I spent the better part of a year and a half after that working on my marketing engine.
Yeah.
And doing very little business development and outreach.
That's what it takes, right? I mean, it takes time and it takes a significant commitment of effort and time to build it. Yeah. Interesting. But so what advice, other than, of course, your book, which is filled with advice, but what advice would you give to someone who is at a point where they do want to make a pivot to build a career doing something else and something where they would like to find some thought leadership or build an audience in a specific field, like as you have done?
Well, there's two steps. One step would be something that I heard from Whitney Johnson earlier. It wasn't Whitney Johnson. I've been into so many webinars this week. Kathy Caprino.
Okay.
Kathy Caprino, she's a career enthusiast. She's a speaker, a researcher, founder of Finding Brave, and has written a few books. And one of the things she said in a webinar I listened to this week was, when you decide what you want to do, make sure that's what you really want to do and try it on for size. So she gave the example of if you wanted to start a bed and breakfast, interview 3 owners of B&Bs, spend some time with them. Generally, people who want to do that and go through that experience don't start B&Bs.
Yeah.
And so if you want to write a book or you want to write a screenplay, understand what that's about. Just because you're a good reader doesn't mean that you're the best writer. I always loved to write and create, so writing for me was a no-brainer. But there are people that just want to write a book and they don't know that the book is actually about 10% of it. 90% of it is everything else. And that's what Kathy said is when you enter to become an executive coach, which she also is, some people say, I want to do what you do. And she says, well, did you know that what I'm doing, which is talking to you right now, is probably less than 20% of my time? And I don't even know if she gave the percentage, but it was not a big percentage. There was so many other things that one must do to build a business.
Yeah.
So that's step one. And then step two is to build a platform. The caution is pick one. Because if you try to pick two or three things to do to promote your platform or launch into what you're doing, you're going to fail because you can't do it well on five fronts.
Yeah.
So when you get to the point of social media platforms, there's lots of them. Pick the one that supports your values.
Yeah.
And pick one that, you know, you'll be able to get through to, you know, it was a no-brainer for someone like me or someone like you to be visible on LinkedIn, because these are the kinds of people that we interact with are on that platform.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good point. I mean, I think that people have the sense they need to be everywhere. And yeah, sure, you can set up an outpost, you know, where you put things out there. You can own your name on some other things, but pick where you want to spend your time, because your time is ultimately your most scarce commodity, right? That's great advice. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So this, you really get to the point of just some of the ongoing work and the ongoing process behind building that platform, which I think people will find very valuable. Thank you for sharing that advice.
You're very welcome, Anne.